This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Have you ever been married to your career, and has that career interfered with your personal relationship, including your marriage?
And sometimes it just feels like you're married to your career.
Welcome to Married to Safety with Josh and Kayla Caldell.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh.
And Kayla.
With Married to Safety. Kayla was trying to write me a note during the intro, and it got us all bumfuzzled.
Because I needed a cough, and I wanted you to mute, but I wrote mute, and
that's
you're
what
like,
that says.
What?
I wish that the people listening in their cars while they're breathing and closing their eyes
could
see that. So let's start off. We need to breathe because I think we're a little bit slap happy from the last episode. So let's take a moment to be mindful and breathe.
Okay. I've realized that I don't get to breathe during this because Josh gets stressed out. So I'm going to lead you, but then I may have to take a few breaths myself. So remember,
I'll put you on mute.
Remember, this is to just help you relax, get calm. This is important throughout the day. It really can change your day. So let's take a big, deep breath in through the nose. Hold it at the top for 3, 2, 1. Release out for 8.
Got stuck. I got stuck. Let's do another one because I messed that one up.
Okay, let's take a big deep breath in through the nose. Hold it at the top. 4, 3, 2, 1. Out.
See how I didn't go? That's fun. Hey, so the last episode we talked about some fun things about understanding different cultures and understanding the differences in the cultures and some funny stories that we had about that. But today we're going to talk about legacy. And what your legacy is as a friend, a coworker, as a family member, a husband, a wife, a son or daughter, whatever you might be. We're going to talk about a lot about, you know, perception and what people think about, because I think people concentrate on legacy quite a bit and they may not even realize it. And at the end of the day, it's all about what you want to be known for. You know, do you want to be known as that fun parent that never had any discipline and let your kids be out of control? Do you want to be known as the disciplinarian that never had any fun? Okay. And then, so we have to, sorry, I had a cough. Mm-hmm. And then, so we have to figure out what we want to be known for, what we want our legacy to be. And I think you need to be mindful of your legacy, of your own legacy. And so, you know, thinking about, you know, my history in safety and my history in construction specifically and in the tree care industry, when you start, don't make fun of my donkey. So let's just elephant in the room. Kayla drew something obscene on her donkey.
We talked about my donkey. We were on a call with Jay Allen the other day from Safety FM. And I look over and this little donkey, which I really like because it's like a stress squeezer.
It's a stress donkey from Certified Slings.
It's really a cool thing. Conference. It's really awesome. But during that call, Josh ripped his little hoof off and I was so mad. So mad. And then earlier during the recording that we were doing, he drew something really bad on my donkey. And you can imagine what that is. And it was not
She
nice.
Put me in timeout, and then that happened, right? So I'm thinking about my history in organizations. I'm thinking about my history as a safety professional. And it has been a journey. And so my legacy now is completely different than what it was 20 years ago, right? So when you first get into whatever profession that you get into, whatever your career path in life is, you literally don't know anything. You're just starting. So you're always trying to convince people that you're not as green as you are. You're not as new as you are. So you say crazy things to make people think that you actually know what you're talking about. And, you know, I look back at some of the conversations that I had and I was like, oh my gosh, I was so not authentic. I would make stuff up. You know, I know that's hard for you to believe that I would actually make something up. And we're doing now a spritzer in the studio because we got to get
creativity.
Is that the creativity thing? So, you know, as I grew as a safety professional, my knowledge base grew more. I became more, that stinks so bad. I became so much more confident in what I was doing that I just started becoming comfortable. And I started really thinking about my legacy. What did I want to be known for? Because at that time, you know, you've got direct reports, you got people that report to you, and you're actually responsible for people. So in my mind, it was always, you know, what kind of boss did I want people to say, you know? And I always wanted to be the boss that was fun and, you know, let employees do whatever they want. Because I thought, you know, that's what I want as an employee. That's what I want my boss to be. But really, it turned into more of an accountability thing, right? I wanted to hold my direct reports accountable, and I wanted them to hold me accountable. I wanted there to be a lot of good, crucial conversations. So Chris Crow, our operations manager, who is an amazing human being, he always says that, you know, if you need to have a tough conversation, just go to Josh. He'll just have it. And so that's my legacy right now as somebody that, you know, just can have a good conversation and it'd be pretty positive at the end. But I wonder what other people think about my legacy because
they think you're a jerk.
They that's awesome. That makes me happy. Well, and the reason I think about this is because when I left Hensel Phelps, it was a very emotional thing. Like I said, loved the company, loved everything about it. And it just wasn't the right geographical area, right? It wasn't the greatest fit for us and our family.
Right.
And there were a lot of tears. I mean, I was very, very upset. But I did know in my heart of hearts, you know, when I was having these conversations with, I think there was 35 direct reports that I had at that time in Texas. And I would tell them, I said, you know, it's emotional now, but in 2 weeks I will be a ghost. And that's truly what happened, right? I mean, a lot of friendships came, you know, and a lot of people I still have a lot of conversations with those people. But at the end of the day, your work legacy, unless you're just some really, really memorable person, I'm not certain that people are going to remember you for 30, 40 years. And so I got to thinking about what's important. Do I want to concentrate on my legacy at home or my legacy at work? And everybody knows that I chose the one at home because that's what was important to me. It still is important to me. I'm much more worried about what you guys think about me as a husband and a father than what people at work think about me.
Yeah. But this gets tricky now because we own our own business. So I actually get to see you at work and with our clients. And sometimes, you know, I think you need to focus on your legacy there too, because you do get a little like, you know, this is how it's going to be. And Chris and I are like, wait till he leaves and we'll change it all.
And then they do, because I'm just not good with details. And I think, you know, Kayla has a legacy. You know, when people talk about Kayla, and this is the reason I think that we get along fairly well sometimes. Today hasn't been a great day, by the way, because we're planning a trip. But, you know, when people think about Kayla, her legacy is always somebody that cares, puts other people before them. And I've always coveted that because I don't have that skill set. I wish I did. I mean, I tried to be that way, but it just doesn't happen naturally for me. So I actually have to think about it. So I wonder what your legacy, those that are listening, what would your people at work say about, what do they say about you? What do people say at home? And what are some ways that we can fix those things? And Kayla, what I'd like for her to do now is to talk about primary foods, because I think that primary foods do a lot about that. It helps you understand what's important, the joy and things like that. And I think once we started concentrating on primary foods more, I think our life became a little bit easier.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, this is like such a, like, this goes right back to the journey, that everybody's on a journey. And so I think, you know, it's so interesting to me. Like, if I think back on my career, like, I don't even know what I wanted my legacy to be back then. I don't even think I ever thought of that. I was just like, let me out of here. Let me make some money. And that's what I needed, right? So in being a sales rep for the skincare company, that's kind of where I was. And, you know, I think it's interesting, though, like, let's just say as far as me being a flight attendant, what did I think back then? Those people see different people. You know, when you fly, you rarely see the same flight attendant. But I think even then I was very mindful that I wanted to help make people's day better if they were having a difficult time. That's one of my favorite things to do when I was a flight attendant, is to just help people through difficult times. Because when you fly, you do see, you know, you're traveling because you are going to a funeral or, you know, possibly a vacation or whatever. So there's so many ups and downs. Yeah, so many emotions. So I think back then I really learned that that's who I wanted to be. Like, I wanted to be that person that helped people on their first flight or going to a bad situation or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, I think that the legacy, you know, this kind of leads us into, you know, family and home and what I want my legacy to be. And this is a huge struggle for me because there is, like, absolutely no telling what Xavier is going to say about us in the future, because, you know, we are kind of crazy and we laugh and we're goofy and we have our bad days. So
you drew a penis on a donkey.
I did not draw that. You
that's
did.
That's legacy.
Ugh, geez, that's what that's, you want to be remembered by?
Maybe. It sounds a lot more fun. And, but we were thinking about it because we actually had this conversation the other day with, you know, Zay was off doing something, and we're like, I wonder what he's going to say about us. Because, you know, everybody complains about, you know, certain aspects about the way that they were raised, right? There's certain hot button topics that people talk about.
Yep.
Right. And so I have mine, Kayla has hers, you know, our parents have theirs about their parents who had theirs about their parents, and so on and so forth. And we just wondered, I wonder what Zave's going to say about us. Like, when he goes to college, because we actually went, it was because we went and did a college visit with him.
Yes, this week, first college visit.
And it was crazy because I saw him on campus and it wasn't weird. And, like, I was almost crying because I was like, that should be weird. Like, he's just Zave. I was changing his diaper 2 weeks ago and now he's a dude. And I'd sent Kayla a text yesterday when we were getting our hair cut. I was like, I hear him talking. And he's a man, like it's just different. So, but we were looking at him on this campus, and it was right. It felt right for him to be on a college campus. It was really kind of weird, and so we thought, I wonder what he's going to say about us, and I wonder what our legacy will be, you know. And there's lots of things that we're super proud of as parents, and there's a lot of things that we are less than proud of as parents, and I think that's a good topic for discussion for people that are listening to this. I mean, I wonder what your legacy is at home. I wonder what your legacy is at work. You know, I was lucky enough to, we talked about Jerry Shoup, hashtag Jerry, hashtag love Jerry, hashtag golden retriever. I think you're supposed to do your hands like this too when we start filming for hashtag. Jerry, when I first got introduced to Jerry in 2012, his mindset as a manager, as a boss, was completely different than what I had experienced in the past. And the way that I want to be portrayed and the way I want to be remembered as a coworker and as a boss is that I will provide the information to you, but then not be afraid when you fail. And I think a lot of times when we're bosses, when we have people that work for us, we think that if somebody below us fails, it makes us look bad, right? And that's something that's very tough to get over, because that is a 1980s mentality. That is a, you know, one of those mentalities that's, you know, remember the movie Wall Street, all those things about greed. That was kind of beaten into our heads for an entire decade, and a lot of people still think that way. And so they will do whatever it takes to not let themselves look bad. But it's really tough for employees to grow that way, because you only learn by doing things kind of independently and going through the struggles. And my goal as a boss was to be there just in time to catch them before they got too bad hurt, right? And so letting them struggle quite a bit before, you know, you go and rescue them, because it does teach a little bit about, you know, how to actually conduct yourself in the workplace. And I think we're doing better with Zave too on that, letting him fail a little bit and letting him try some things.
Yeah, sure. We are. You know, I think that because of my anxiety, like, I don't know that I had as extreme of a case of anxiety before I had Xavier. And so this has been really hard to deal with because.
Well, that's complete. That's junk. So that is not a good statement. There was one thing before Zave, and we just celebrated this young lady's birthday 2 days ago. When we got Sobby is when your anxiety.
My little pug. Yeah.
She would have been 18. She was an awesome, an amazing dog.
Yeah. And, yeah, I still miss her every day because she taught me so much. But, yeah, I guess my anxiety did kick in a little bit because I just worried about her. I didn't like to leave her. And so it's clearly just being a mom and, you know, taking on that mother role that made me have anxiety and be stressed. But then when I actually look at my stress, I have to figure out where that came from. And it's more like fear and things from my past, I think. So I don't know why it just really kicked into high. I guess it's because I'm responsible for other people. And yes, I consider my pug a people.
And so she was a people.
Don't argue with that.
Yeah. Do not talk about Kayla's dog. And this was Kayla's dog. She made that perfectly clear, even though I played a role in obtaining said dog.
Yeah, we weren't married when I got Sabi, and so I made it very clear that she was mine. But yeah, I mean, there's so much anxiety, you know, but it's not about the things that you would think I would have anxiety about. So I've really tried to work on that with my legacy, with what I want Xavier to remember. I've been trying so, so hard to really work on those things. And so I don't know if that's working, but.
Well, maybe. It's funny because, like, when we talked about it, I was like, you know, Kayla is hands down the best mom on the planet. Like,
that's not fair. There's
she a puts, lot of moms she puts
out there that are great.
Everybody ahead of her. And so, you know, your legacy becomes an amazing mom with anxiety, right?
Yeah.
And then my anxiety is my legacy as a dad could be described as a pretty decent dad who sometimes can be a jerk, right? So yeah. Kayla say yes, and that was today. We call that Saturday or Sunday or whatever today is. So I wonder what your legacy is, and I wonder if you even care about it. I wonder if you're mindful about, you know, what people will think about you when you're gone or what people think about you when you're not around.
Right.
And that's a tough thing because perception is a lot of time reality.
Yeah.
And so when you get that really candid feedback, what do you do with that? And so an exercise that I actually learned from Hensel Phelps, from Suzanne Logan, hashtag Suzanne, is that we were supposed to write on a pad of paper what people say about us when we're not around. And that's an amazing exercise because when you're pretty transparent and real about it, some of the things are uncomfortable. And those are the things that we actively work on every single day.
Yes, for sure. That's a very tough exercise. And that's just the thing is I think that we all have to accept that we have a past and that we've screwed up a lot. And I, you know, we've said before, like, apologies to anybody that we've hurt or wrong. Not understood.
My list is longer than Kayla's, just to let everybody know.
I don't know about that. I mean, I have a lot in my past that I really regret, and, you know, but I don't want to say regret because that's part of a journey, and I think that's what we are putting out here today is that deciding what kind of legacy you want is taking you on a journey because we are definitely not where we want to be and the people that we want to be and how we want to be remembered. And our kid's 15. And so, you know, I hope we get our crap together soon, but,
this year, this year is going to be the year.
It's gonna be it. But no, that's what we, that's what we want everybody to understand. And that's why we did our website, Ignite the Journey, because a lot of people are like, what does that have to do with leadership? What does that have to do with safety? It has everything to do with that, because everybody's on a journey. And we've said before that we want to perfect our own story and become a part of your journey. And we want your story to become a part of our journey. Like, we want to inspire you to hopefully start this journey. And we, along the way, will ignite new little paths that you can take and learn from. And so hopefully you will take a few moments today to just maybe journal, write some things down about what you want to be known for and what direction you would like for your journey to take you.
And if you're like us, if there's some things about your legacy that you're not proud of, or things that you don't like about what people remember you for, work on it. Be honest with yourself and work on those things, because that's the hardest part, is acknowledging some of our own deficiencies and doing great things to better ourselves. So if they're sitting there thinking at home and they're like, wow, I'm overwhelmed with all this stuff and I really have a lot to think in and take in about this particular episode, what should they just do?
Just breathe.
How'd you like that lead in? That was nice. Wherever you are and however you may be doing it, have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for listening.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.